From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Chase Monroe, the market director to the Carolinas for JLL. Chase, how are you doing?
Doing great, Abby. I appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, despite the challenges of the past year, JLL has had a number of successes in the Charlotte market. While certain sectors of commercial real estate have continued to struggle this year, how have you capitalized on market opportunities and transformed your process to continue to be successful in such a turbulent market?
Abby, I'm going to start with the office market because we cover all aspects of commercial real estate. But after a barn burner in 2019, the office market saw activity slow dramatically in 2020. And office occupiers sent staffs home. And at the end of 2020, less than 15% of office employees were back in the office. However, there is a cause for optimism as vacancy remains stable in the Charlotte market. The average size of the sublease space in Charlotte is less than 8,000 feet, which against the national average is much smaller. And most of the sublease vacancy has been spread throughout the suburban markets, although there are some larger blocks of space in the central business district, the largest being the Lowe's sublease of 125,000 square feet in the Charlotte Plaza. Mm-hmm. The benefit being these are some forward-thinking spaces that are plug and play and ready to go and ready for other folks that are thinking about Charlotte as being a landing zone for them. Charlotte will continue to be a catcher's mitt for ongoing future corporate expansions and relocations, given the airport, the location, the weather, the people, and the cost of living. And especially in the post-COVID environment, companies will resume the process of migration from the Northeast and from the West Coast into markets like Charlotte and the North Carolina all over. Coming back to life slowly, and in 2022, we'll start to see a little bit of migration and progress in what we have. Industrial is riding a wave of new requirements driven by growing e-commerce and logistics warehouse needs. And since the onset of COVID, e-commerce has grown a big surge in construction in 2020. And moving on to 2021, we continue to have a lot of building and construction. Overall, the Charlotte will continue to see a ton of growth on the industrial side, and I'm bullish in this asset class through 2021 and beyond across not only Charlotte and the Carolinas, but across the country. And the story for Charlotte and the industrial is two key factors. It's the population growth, which isn't slowing down, it's actually speeding up. And then the transportation corridors with Charlotte, I-85, I-77 connection gets you within, I think it's about 35% of the population within a 500 mile radius, which is 35% of the population in the United States. It's incredible.
When we spoke for our Invest Charlotte publication, you mentioned that the 6 million square feet of to be delivered office space in Charlotte was already close to 70% under lease. When compared to other East Coast metropolitan markets, why do you believe that the Charlotte market has managed to remain so successful as it pertains to the office sector despite the challenges of the last 12 months?
Well, on this one, I think I was a little aggressive in that 70%. It was actually 65% after we...
Okay, 5%, not too far.
Yeah, not too bad. That's under construction. It was pre-leased. Really fueled by the major tenants and users in our uptown market maintaining their lease interest in new space. The flight from quantity to quality has been pretty typical in our market. And tenants such as Duke, Ally, Bank of America see the ongoing need for office space. Post-COVID and post-COVID environment, they really want to have flexibility on their options for growth going forward, and they need to build that in. Market conditions still remain more challenging outside the direct central business district in Uptown, South End, NoDa, and Fremore West, as less than 10% of those projects are pre-leased. So outside of the central business district, those projects are about 10% pre-leased. There's more spec building. These submarkets, though, have been very valuable and very interesting to and intriguing to clients that are looking at coming into Charlotte, given the type of construction, type of buildings. And then they are being developed where most of our multifamily development has been and the younger crowd are living. And Charlotte has one of the highest rates of pre-leasing, not just on the East Coast, but across the U.S. And it's really driven by the strength of the region's industry base and ongoing recovery and growth in the financial and tech sectors.
Sure. Over the next 12 to 24 months, do you believe there will be strong investment opportunities in Charlotte for distressed commercial assets? And if so, how are you transforming your process and preparing your operations to provide the best services for these situations?
Interestingly enough, we don't see a flood of distressed assets hitting the market in Charlotte in the office or the industrial sector. For office space, leasing was slow in 2020. It looks to remain slow first half of 2021. However, occupiers are already planning for the post-COVID market. Lenders look likely to have patience as the office recovers and to be swift and sudden in the second half of 2021 and going into 2022. Because of that, rates have not dropped. And lenders and owners have been extremely patient in trying to maintain their viability in the market. Pricing should remain steady going into the new year with very minimal discounting. On the industrial side, leasing was fluid, even probably rapid in some cases. Most of our market is institutionally owned, but those buildings that are not will continue to garner tremendous interest from all buyers across the US and the world for that matter. And in 2020, our industrial capital markets sold the largest single gathering of institutional industrial real estate in the Charlotte market at record pricing. And that team feels the trend will continue to 2021 and 2022.
You know, we've talked a lot about professional transformation and how the commercial, the office, the industrial has transformed quite a bit this past year. But on the other side is personal transformation. How has 2020 caused you to personally transform?
Well, I mean, do you mean my graying hair even more or the... That is slightly, the hair that I still have.
Slightly stressful year, is that what you're saying?
The extra pounds I'm carrying around and that's not in the work bag. Change in sleep patterns, things like that.
Yep.
Actually, our business has turned to technology in a big way. And thankfully, JLL is a leader in technology across the CRE platforms in the country. Through a major investments the company's been making in technology, especially the last 5 years, we've been able to pivot and provide better service to our clients that were stuck in neutral as we were all forced to work from home. I'm fortunate as the team I'm surrounded by is very technologically advanced, and we're able to pivot quickly in our consultations with clients. Additionally, we've been able to take a real estate process that can usually take 6 to 9 months and shorten the decision-making for our clients to 3 to 5 weeks, saving a significant amount of time. That'll also transpire to significant dollars in the future as there'll be less travel that is needed now that we have technology advances on how we go through our process. Our culture at JLL is one that breeds teamwork and an all hands on deck kind of approach as needed. So we trained everyone in this process and have been conducting our real estate transactions over Zoom, WebEx, and Teams for really the last 9 months. Our clients are ecstatic, and I have had to learn how to use technology, not as well as most on our team, but use it in most all of our conversations locally, regionally, and nationally. In fact, we just had a pitch for a company based in New York City where we had a team leaders from our Charlotte team, our California team, and our New York team pitch the business. In 2019, maybe one person would fly in, but the entire presentation would be locally run. And this process was much more detailed on the client's needs specifically nationally, mostly because of the use of technology. And I'm just lucky to have great partners that I work with across all business lines and all these different markets to help advance technology.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.